Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The fastest way to attract something is to think like someone who already has it.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire.
You want something? Go get it. Period.
Everything that happens in your life is a reflection of what's happening inside you. The people you meet, the opportunities you get, even the problems you face are mirrors showing you what you believe. If you think you are unlucky, you'll keep finding proof you are. If you think you're chosen, life will start treating you that way.
If you're willing to change your thinking, you can change your life. Mm-hmm. What you give out, you're going to get back. Just like every time you throw a boomerang out, it's going to come right back at you. Mm-hmm. And so what we believe about ourselves and about life is going to become true for us.
You have to learn to select your thoughts the same way that you select your clothes every day. Because if you can't master your thoughts, you're in trouble forever.
If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
Your outer world doesn't argue with you. It simply agrees with your inner story. So if you want to change your reality, don't fight the world out there. Rewrite the one in here. Because the moment you stop trying to force change and instead become the person who already has it, the world quietly shifts to match you.
Believe me, the thoughts that you think repeatedly become fixed in your subconscious mind. And those thoughts are going to determine what happens in your life.
2 years in the gym. True wins, true losses, true life. I just realized that if you say it to yourself and you look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the mirror and truly, truly believe that not a man alive can beat you, then that is the way it is. And
how to get whatever you want. Here's what it says if you're ready. It says, ask.
I was blind, but now I see.
It's not about deserve. It's about what you believe.
Energy flows where attention goes.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And act as if they did not exist.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions. Do you know what's there? Waiting beyond that beach. Immortality. Take it. It's yours.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it. Even if you don't believe, play the game of belief. It's not about the future. Oh, I'm going to do something next year. It doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Next hour does not exist. It's all potential. But what we can do is drag the time into the present, now, into the solar plexus. Act as if you believe. That is power. And it will happen. Believe you me, it's worked in my life, it will work in yours.
I just kept the faith. I kept believing. I kept asking. I kept wanting. God got great life for you, man. But you're going to have to ask for it. And when you ask for it, you're going to have to believe it. After you believe it, you got to put your work in.
The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it.
No one ever made a difference by being like everyone else.
As a man thinketh, you have the power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Don't underestimate yourself. You don't know enough about yourself to become a cynic. And so you've got to challenge yourself to access that power that you have within you. You're more than a conqueror.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. But when you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation, you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
A man is literally what he thinks. His character is the complete sum of all his thoughts. Men do not attract that which they want, but that which they are. As he thinks, so he is. As he continues to think, so he remains.
I have no limits. There is nothing bigger than myself. My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. One unified field.
All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know, you see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, then that's what's going to happen. You're against yourself. I believe in myself so much that nothing is going to stop me.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Sit down, decide what you want, write it on a card, carry the card in your pocket, and read it as often as possible every day. I found if you write a lie on a card and you read it often enough, you're going to start to believe it. And you know, William James, back around the turn of the century, he said, believe and your belief will actually create the fact. Doesn't matter what's happened in the past. You may not have a colorful background, and maybe you have. You may not have a lot of formal education, and maybe you have. But it really doesn't matter. If you've got a goal and you're willing to stick to it and study the laws, you're going to find out that you can win.
Ask with faith. That's the childish part of the equation. Believe you can get what you want like a child. Not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child.
Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind.
I'm here to plant a seed today, a seed that will inspire you to move forward in life with enthusiastic hearts and a clear sense of wholeness. The question is, will that seed have a chance to take root?
Ask with intelligence. It didn't say ask intelligently, but I'm sure it meant that. Don't mumble. You don't get anything by mumbling. Be clear. Be specific. Intelligent asking means how wide, how high, how soon, when, what size, what color, how much. define what you want and describe what you want. That's powerful. In the weekend seminar we teach, goals become like a magnet. They pull you that direction. And the better you describe them, the more they pull.
Let me tell you something about life and the law of attraction. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you expect. Wishing is passive. Expectation is belief in motion. If you walk like it's yours, talk like it's yours, work like it's coming, the universe starts moving things in your direction.
One of the fastest ways to create something in your physical reality is to reverse the normal process by which we create things. Usually we create things first by thinking about it. In fact, everything in this room was once a thought. There is nothing that was not once a thought in someone's mind somewhere. But if you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does. If you have only $5 left to your name, go to a store and get them made into singles. Take 5 singles and walk down the street and give a single to each of 5 people who have even less than you do. And by the way, you will find those people very easily.
Before you go to sleep every night, visualize yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. Because while you are asleep, your conscious mind is in abeyance for a longer period of time than at any other period in your daily life. And when you impress the subconscious just before going to sleep, the subconscious works with that idea that you've given it, even while you're asleep. And whatever idea you lift up before your subconscious mind, before you go to sleep, that idea is impressed upon the subconscious and it draws that to you. You'll wake up in the morning and the right ideas will just be clicking in your head.
That sounds big. It's been on my vision board for years. It's the law of attraction.
But here's the key. The law of attraction doesn't work without the law of action. Thoughts are powerful, but actions are what prove you're serious. See it in your mind, feel it in your heart, but build it with your hands. The future you want is already out there, waiting. But it's not coming to meet your excuses. It's coming to meet your effort. So dream big, speak bold, and move like the universe is watching, because it is.
Because here again, when you learn how to believe correctly about yourself and to know what you are entitled to, it just comes to you automatically.
Asking starts a unique process, mental and emotional. I don't even know how it works. All I know is it works. It's like pushing a button and all this machinery starts working. I don't know how. It just works. There's a lot of things you don't need to know how. Just work them.
Visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes, smile to yourself, and feel yourself there. And believe me when I say you can manifest that. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's the joke in life. I'm telling you, it's the joke in life. You can't go to places physically until you go there emotionally and in your mind first. Then once you're there, you're ready. But when you hold on to the negative thoughts, it's like walking around with all this baggage and luggage. Who needs that shit, really?
Don't chase your dream, manifest it. You're chasing your dream, you're never going to catch it. You know, just manifest it, put your trust in a higher source, and it'll manifest in your life. It's called prayer. You know, you can call it yoga, meditation, you know, whatever name you want to put on it, but you definitely want to implode within yourself and get in that higher source and let him turn the faucet on so you can get wet.
Literally, what you're thinking will manifest. It's not only if you conceive it, you can achieve it. It's if you conceive it, it will be achieved. It's a function of time and your own belief system. So how much resistance, impedance, are you going to put against the positive dreams and aspirations that you have that are in line with your higher self and what you've chosen for your life plan? I can tell you right now, one of the first things you can do to raise your vibration is just to feel gratitude for your current state. We all get stuck. I get asked all the time, I'm like, if you could give one message to the world, what would it be? And I would say, stop with the negative self-narratives. Stop with the self-limiting belief systems. It's not necessary. Just remember who you are and why you're here.
Write down your top 10 to 15 goals in the present tense as though you have already achieved them. For example, you would not say, I will earn this amount of money. You say, I earn this amount of money. I drive
this car. I weigh this amount. Your subconscious mind is only activated by commands that are stated in the present positive personal tense. The more specific you can be in terms of what you want and when you want to achieve it, expressed in the positive present tense and beginning with the word I, the more powerful the effect will be on your subconscious mind. Goals written and stated in this way activate the laws of expectation and the law of attraction.
Well, they have to believe in themselves. You see, I don't teach people to believe in a God in the sky or to believe in just simply a God in me, but the God that is within.
Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process. Here's number two. Receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic. Now, if that's true, receiving is not the problem, what's the problem? Failure to ask might be one of your major problems. The guy says, oh, now I see it. I got up last year and hit it every day, but there's not a scrap of paper with my goals on it. Good worker, poor asker.
Most people set a goal and then wait for it to happen. It's never going to happen. You've got to assume that it's already happened. Mentally, it's already happened. It's happened because I've got the idea in my conscious mind. Then I've got to get emotionally involved in it. I've got it intellectually, I've got it emotionally. It's only a period of time till it moves into form. How does it move into form? Well, you attract whatever's required for it to move into form. You attract all the energy that's necessary to produce the physical result. How do you do that? You do that by intellectually and emotionally staying in the vibration of the good that you desire. You see it already in the present tense. So that keeps you on the frequency, and that frequency then dictates what you're going to attract. You can only attract to you what's in harmonious vibration with you.
Then I realized the power of the mind.
Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. And so it is for you merely to reach into the sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience. And you do this, you call forth from the sea of infinite possibilities the reality you choose to now experience through three devices, mainly thought, word, and action. Now, if what you say is, please give me what I need today to survive, you will have a struggle acquiring what you need today to survive, because the statement comes from a deep underlying thought that you do not now have that, or you wouldn't be asking for it.
Can you teach your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like before it happens? And when you begin to fall into the present moment and marry those intentions with an elevated emotion, your body is believing it's living in that future reality in the present moment, and you're changing your biology from living in your past present reality to living in your future present reality. And your job then is to be able to maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day. And if you can, get ready, because something unusual is going to happen in your life. It's the law.
I'm going to have to upset you a bit right here. You are not going to get anywhere in life, spiritually or otherwise, until you come to that point where you don't give a damn what people think about you.
You must assume that you already are what you want to be, and then live by faith in this assumption. You don't need evidence of your senses. You have a tendency to believe that what your eyes and ears tell you is reality. But this is what we know by our senses. You know, it's like a millionth of a millimeter. And all that is unknown is in the invisible, in the imagination. You'll see it when you believe it, not the other way around. People will say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. It doesn't work that way. You'll see it when inside you have a knowing. And most of our attention is focused on, this is my beliefs and my disbeliefs about what is possible and what isn't possible are here. And it's an endless universe.
Your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. That is it. And your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So keep thinking the same way, keep acting the same way, keep feeling the same way. Your personality is the same, and your personal reality would be the same as well. If you wanted to change your personal reality, you would have to change your personality. You catch yourself complaining and blaming and making excuses and feeling sorry for yourself, and that's been your unconscious program. Then the moment you become conscious of those unconscious behaviors, you're out of the program. The act of becoming so conscious that you don't go unconscious is a changing of consciousness. To become so conscious of your unconscious self, to know thyself so well that you don't default back to that old personality.
I didn't mind working hard on my job, but things didn't seem to change that much. Then I started working hard on myself to qualify. So let me put it in a philosophical phrase now. This is worth the price of whatever it costs for you to be here today. Here it is. Success is something you attract. Success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by becoming attractive. Here's what we teach in leadership. To attract attractive people, you must be attractive. And the whole scope of this we call now personal development. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. If you can multiply your value by 3, by 5, you can easily multiply your income by 3, by 5, by 10. But the key to doing it is to work hard on yourself.
For 21 days, we want you to keep your mind on what you want and keep it off of what you don't want. Keep your conversation on what you want, keep your conversation off of what you don't want. Keep your dreams, your imagination, your thoughts, your feelings, everything in your environment consistent with what you desire, and keep it off of what you don't want. Now, why do we pick 21 days? Well, a very good reason. See, it takes 21 days for a chicken that has a brain the size of a pea to sit patiently, calmly, faithfully on an egg to hatch the egg. Now, we feel that if a chicken with a little brain like that can sit on an egg for 21 days without seeing any change, just in faith, then we could probably ask adults who have brains that are the size of 3 pounds, that have 12 to 20 billion cells, and have the capacity to remember and retain all the knowledge known to man, if their brain could be tapped, we ask them to keep at it for 21 days. If you will go on a positive mental attitude diet for 21 days, keep your mind on it. The goal is to become what we call a purely positive person.
What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create.
I'm able to visualize and dream like nobody's business. And I know that I can create a vision that many people can't. And I work for it.
Let's say, how to make something manifest that you want. If this is the case, then for me, starting very easily again, it starts with the smallest area inside of yourself. It starts with the smallest aspect. Let's just take it as the world of thoughts. But the world of thoughts is not graspable. The only one who knows about it is yourself. So wanting to manifest something is now the question. How can you start expressing what you feel deep inside of yourself in such a way that the world of forms start to mirror it?
That by starting off every day with this simple little exercise and saying to himself, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. That this little exercise changed his whole attitude, that he went through the whole day with the attitude of somebody with a confident self-expectancy, that everything that happened during the course of the day, he thought, maybe this is something wonderful that's going to happen to me. And you know that if you will do this, if you will say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow. And if you'll say when you get up in the morning, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if all day long you say, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me, you'll find that as you go to sleep the next night, and try this today, it's a very powerful exercise. It sounds a little bit corny, but it's a very powerful exercise. If you'll try it, you'll find that when you go to sleep, you will not be able to think of all the wonderful things that happen to you. You'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up and friends will call and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences.
Listen, this is to anybody who's watching this. Subscribe. to Inspired by Florian.